All right, guys, I'm going to call the meeting to order. It's
Okay.
10:05, and we do have a quorum, so we'll try to get through this as quickly as we can. But obviously, I'm open to anything you guys have to say. So the
Okay.
first thing on the agenda is to approve the agenda as submitted. So I need a motion to approve
I motion to approve.
and a second.
I second, but just to, that thing that Liz said earlier, is that back on here or are we waiting?
That was you mean Dana before
Oh,
Dana's
sorry.
turn? Yeah, that's all right. She Liz mentioned that she should do it in the director comments.
Gotcha. Okay.
It was
I
too late
second.
to add it to the agenda.
Okay, I second. Sounds good.
Okay, all those in favor, aye.
Aye. Aye.
Okay.
Aye.
Next, we're going to approve the minutes from the January meeting. So I need a motion to approve.
Motion
I
to
motion.
approve the minutes from January.
Okay, a
I
second.
second.
All right. All those in favor? Aye.
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 Okay. All right, next the bylaws. So we sent these out to you, oh geez, probably at this point 5 or 6 weeks ago. No one had any comments on it, but we have to officially approve them as a committee to move them on to the BOCC.
Okay.
If you are okay with the bylaws, or if you want to discuss anything about the bylaws, we can do that. Otherwise, just a motion to approve the bylaws.
I didn't really have any questions. I mean, they seemed fairly straightforward.
Yeah,
So,
those are kind of, those are what basically what every committee's using, right, Liz?
yeah, they're trying to structure them so that they're all going to be very similar.
I didn't see an
Yeah.
issue if that's kind of the
Okay.
direction they're going.
Well, if
So I need them.
everybody's okay, I can move to approve them.
Yep. Okay, we have a motion to approve, a second.
Second.
Okay, all those in favor? Aye.
Aye.
All right. The next thing was just a recap. I had a meeting. I had went down to Fairplay for a meeting with the Colorado small business person. Her name's Audrey. She's got a lot of resources. I'm not exactly sure how we're going to be able to partner with her, other than we may know businesses in our communities that may need some of their services. It's pretty extensive what they can help businesses with. They can help find funding and for capital and for other things, improvements, and other sourcing stuff. So I mean, I think it's just something that we should know that that resource is out there, and if we can help her to find businesses that need help, especially this winter has been pretty brutal for businesses. So,
Oh, yeah.
I mean, winter always is, but this year seems to be worse, and I think it's just because the economy is still teetering.
Right. Yeah, I think, I want to make sure that the chamber knows about this service because that would be definitely a group that could benefit from some of what they offer.
Yeah, I gave her Jim's name and contact
Okay.
information, and she said that she actually had a meeting scheduled with Jim, but I
Good.
didn't see anything in the newsletter about it, so
Yeah, I
I
didn't either. But
don't
yeah, I mean, and you're right, businesses are hurting this year, so.
Yeah, so that's all. As a tourism committee, obviously we're going to be out and about and know people in the community, so we just help where we can and send people tour the really nice, robust web page. I went out there and played around some, and a lot of different tools and a lot of seminars that so if someone's new in business and wants to learn more about running a business, there's a lot of video seminars that people can watch and stuff like that.
Right. Okay.
All right, the next thing on the agenda is Andy Ward Wedner's application to join the board. She unfortunately couldn't be here today because she had a follow-up doctor appointment. But hopefully you've had a chance to look at her application and resume.
Yep.
I don't know that we could get someone that's more qualified than her.
No, I know. And I have met her.
Oh, have you?
Yeah,
Okay.
I have. And yeah, I mean, she's got a great background. Definitely seems more than qualified to me. Yeah.
And I don't know if you listened to the chat that we had a couple weeks ago when nobody came to the meeting, but she's got the absolute right attitude about everything. She wants to do it for the county, not for to help the county, not for personal gain at all. In fact, she doesn't even have a production company right now.
Right.
So she just wants to help us to do a better job. And I think with her producing background, I think there's a lot of stuff that we might be able to use her for.
Yeah.
So if you guys are okay, then I just need a motion to accept her on the board and we push it on to the BOCC.
I so moved to accept Andy. Andy, does she go by Ward or Widener?
I just called her Andy, so
Okay. Yep. Okay. I second the motion.
Okay, thank you. So we have a first and a second. So all those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Okay. Okay, what's next? We've got a lot of balls in the air right now. I just got the thing from Andy on what he wants to do with the $12,000 for Wilkerson Pass Visitor Center. So, Liz, I'm going to put together a bundle that can move on then with the budget so we can
Okay.
get that on its course to be approved.
Okay.
We really can't do anything else like start to work on signs until we get the budget approved.
Right. When is
Um,
that supposed to happen?
well, it'll take a while. My guess, and Liz can correct me, my guess it'll take about 4 to 6 weeks. Because there'll be a
Yeah,
work.
once you submit, so everything's done in two meetings now with the BOCC, and they try to do a week to 2 weeks apart, so looking at things. So when we schedule the first work session with the BOCC, that's when Bill will present everything to them. It'll be 1 to 2 weeks after that. I try to get them 1 week apart to get so things get done a little bit quicker. That they'll go before the actual BOCC who will do their approve or deny. And usually, and they've approved the whole like your template in general for your budget and kind of the things you want to spend. I believe Bill, you kind of you just want to hone in a little bit more on the things that are known to them so
Yeah.
things
So
can start getting spent.
I've got the detail for Guffey. I've got the detail for Bailey's Visitor Center. And then Andy just wants me to add a statement about what they're going to spend money because he's waiting for the Forest Service to approve what they're going to do. But see, once we get that process underway, then at least, even if we can't get signs up by the end of the year, at least we can get designs done. Because we can't go anywhere without having the sign designed.
That's very true.
So that's my hope. My hope is just to keep moving it forward. And, as far as anything else that we have to do as we move forward here, I think if we get the budget approved, I don't think there's a lot for us that we're going to necessarily have to do. We're going to have to try and keep on top of Mount Bailey. I was hoping Andy was going to be here because they haven't sent the contract yet to Ann. Yeah. So they
I didn't
approved
realize
it.
is Mount Bailey doing anything right now? Or
I've
is
seen a couple
it?
posts, but not a lot. So that's why I'm saying we'll have to keep on top of them. So I think I talked to Andy and talked about doing a quarterly update from them. So maybe we can get them at the March meeting or something. If not March, maybe April. But yeah, I haven't seen as much as they've been doing in the past. Their page, which is our page, is Explore Colorado, Explore Park County, I'm sorry.
Okay. Yeah, I wasn't sure if they were contracted or not. I guess they are.
Yeah, that was done. And that's the so that contract was actually signed because that one was complete, but they were drawing one up for Anne, and they made it sound like it was going to happen fairly quickly, but it's been since the end of January, so just need to see where that's at. Because I just talked to her, she said, "Where's my contract?" And I'm like, "I don't know. It's not my job to get you the contract." So once we get those things in places, I think it's just, I think as a board, I think our big thing then is going to be just keeping on top of these different contracts and then pushing forward with the signs, because I think those are the big things for this year. And I think that we can make a lot of progress. Like I said, even if we can't get the signs up, we can identify locations and we can identify what the design's going to be, since it's going to be universal design. And then we can work with the communities to see what special phrase they want on their sign. So, and the big, I had lunch with Jim probably a month ago at this point. He's concerned about where the signs are going to go, and I don't know how we're going to determine that. I don't think most of the other communities are going to be as concerned as Bailey's going to be about it, but we're going to have to come to some kind of consensus. I personally think that they should be downtown, but we can discuss that. Maybe I can bring it up at a chamber meeting and get input. So, is there anything else you guys envision for the rest of this year?
I don't know, maybe Andy, maybe we can put on the agenda for March or coming up. Just I'd like to revisit our, getting back to a strategic plan. I know he had talked about that for his project, or if that's going to be a thing this year.
Yeah, and I've asked him a couple times, and he's I don't know if he got approved for it or not, but he doesn't have anything. But we can hopefully have him at the next meeting.
Yeah, I feel like besides, like those contracts, like you said, and work other people are doing, I feel like we're kind of at a weird stalemate.
Yeah, I just
Besides.
think we've put a lot of work in the last 6 months or so to get where we are. And once the budget's approved, I just feel like, there's not a lot that we're going to have, because we're not going to spend any more money unless something major comes up that we want to spend money on. Right now we're about, I got the new total from April, and right now the budget is 92,014. And we have 88,764, so we're about $3,250 short. But she hasn't gotten anything for the first quarter yet, of course. So we'll cover that. And the $20,000 for the signs, we don't even know for sure that that's going to be spent this year.
Well, and don't forget, you guys have a budget portion, right, for events and stuff. So as events come up,
We don't.
I thought there
No.
was fundraisers and
No.
events. I
No,
thought
we
there
took that
was.
out. They didn't want us to do individual grants, so we took that
No,
out.
not individual grants. It was the community ones, right? So one of the things they wanted to support was Hartzell Days or whatever,
Nope.
community ones. No?
Nope.
That got taken out.
Yeah.
That's where I was like, where would this proposal for Guffey go?
It doesn't, yeah.
Yeah, since we don't have that line item anymore. Yeah.
Yeah, the current line items, I got the budget in front of me. The current line items are Lake George Visitor Center 12,000, Bailey Visitor Center 8,000, Guffey Visitor Center 1904, Mount Bailey Productions 31,110, the film contract 15,000, signage 20,000, and then board expenses, which are the meeting costs and, maybe something small if we want to do something else. But No, I think Amy made it pretty clear that she did not want anything going to anything outside of these projects for this year.
Yeah.
I think she talked about in the future we can figure out maybe how to do it for other things, but that the groundwork needs to be done by us to get some stuff moving and not get bogged down with these different events. Well, so we don't have Andy here. We don't have anyone from the public here.
Nope.
So yeah, director comments. So the director comments was going to be where Dana was going to put this proposal forward, and as we've kind of discussed, I don't think there's really a place. I just checked email. That's what I did to make sure someone didn't say I can't make it. I don't think there's a place for it. You know, I think it's a lovely idea, but I don't see how we can how we can fund it.
Yeah, that's was going to be my question. Because yeah,
Yeah,
it's a great idea, but
yeah.
what's our total?
It's like $2,100 or something like that.
25
When
to
do they want to do
3,000.
it? This year's?
Yeah, in August.
August one.
Yeah, in August.
Yeah. It sounds like it's already planned, doesn't it?
I think they're just planning. I don't think
Okay.
it's already planned.
Okay.
So let's see, 150, 200,
Since it's a
400.
community, like a since it's serving the entire community, I don't know. I mean, because we didn't we say we could amend budget later? Like, because if we have it, I don't know. I don't know if we should completely take it off the
24,
table.
25. Yes, we can always go back for to the BOCC and say we want to amend. I just don't know that they're going to go along with it from the discussions that I've had with Amy. They don't want us spending things on individual things yet. They want the board to get its feet under it so that we understand what we're doing and how we're going to fund these things and be fair to everybody.
Right.
Their biggest concern is that people are going to get upset because they didn't get money.
Yeah.
And that's the Kim, you know, you had what's her name from the Boys and Girls Club reached out to me.
Yeah, and I didn't really understand exactly what she was asking for. It sounded more like she wanted tourism to help sponsor some kind of event. And I was like, I don't know that that fits, but call Bill.
Yeah.
So, yep.
Jessica,
So,
that's her name.
Jessica Bartek, yeah.
Yeah, and that's pretty much what I told her. I said it doesn't really fit in the budget. It's been approved by us. It still has to be approved by the BOCC, and you know, the funding is spent already, so that it doesn't really fit into what we're doing this year. So
Right.
then she asked what we were spending money on. So I said, well, it's public record, but here you go.
Yep. So I'm sure there's going to be lots of questions like that as we go forward, because a lot of communities do different events and things like this. And right now we just don't have even a line item for any of those kind of miscellaneous things.
I
So,
agree.
yeah.
I agree, and I'm, you know, hopeful that if we get through this year showing that we can handle the money correctly, that maybe we can open it up more next year. You know, I mean,
Right.
I, you know, the visitor centers are probably going to be every year, they're going to probably need something.
Right.
The signs, I don't know that $20,000 is going to pay for all the signs that they want.
It might not.
So those things may be back on there, but and then, you know, the obviously the media for Mount Bailey will be back. The film proposal, I don't know. I think we have to see where it goes, but first
Right.
it's gotta first they gotta get the contract signed.
Yeah.
Because you know, I'm a kind of guy that likes to see proof. So if I'm giving you money, I need to see that that money's being spent well. And
Agreed.
so, yeah, go ahead.
Oh, I said I agree. Like to know what's happening with those. Yeah, it's big sums of money for to not know what's going on.
Okay, so that's all I've got to say. Does anybody else want to add anything?
I don't have anything.
Don't either.
Okay. Then the next meeting is going to be March 24th. It'll be in Bailey. Are we at back at the fire station, Liz?
No, the library.
At
At the
the library
library.
still?
Okay, good. Okay.
And I just need a motion to adjourn.
I move to
I move.
adjourn.
And a
Oops.
second.
Sorry,
All
Megan. It's
okay. I'll say it. Okay.
right. All those in favor?
Aye.
Thank you guys for
Have a
coming.
great day.
Thank you. Have a
Good
great one.
day.
All
Bye.
right.
Bye.
Bye.